Well, good morning. It's a real pleasure to be here. And I really much appreciate the invitation because it's not that I'm Auckland-centric. I usually get out of Auckland a day or two most weeks somewhere around the country. But I'd never actually come down to Wellington for a budget lock-up before because up until the year 2000, I had been involved in a daily newspaper and therefore was obviously back there sort of on the job. Then there was a couple of years after I had the TV up in Auckland around the budget, so I'd never come. But when Ruth called and offered the opportunity, I thought, what an excellent idea. So knowing I had to be here the night before, I thought, well, I might as well come the morning before and go to the locker. So it was a great day yesterday, absolutely fascinating. I love budgets because I don't like trying to keep to them. I love government budgets because it's the one chance every year to see the architecture laid out that the government is working on. Obviously, it's a financial architecture, but that then tells you plenty behind it. And I also love the process here in New Zealand because it's incredibly transparent with all the statutory requirements leading up to it and then the budget itself. And whereas there might not be the sort of excitements, the sort of oohs and ahs that greet every other paragraph as the Chancellor reads the budget out in the UK, or, you know, 10 cents off, off fags or whatever, that's beer and circuses. Although it's very unusual for there to be a big piece of news that we don't know about ahead of the budget. There's still lots of detail there. So, looking at the architecture, it's quite clear that Michael Cullen is an incredibly conservative finance minister and shows no sign of changing his stripes at all. The headline in the front page of the Dominion Post, I normally give the Dominion Post credit for very little, but the headline was cruise control, and I think they probably meant that negatively. I didn't read the story. I actually would take that as positively, because if you're in cruise control in a car or a plane, the machine is just is coping with what's, you know, the bumps in the road or the air pockets or whatever. And although the pilot or the driver is watching things very carefully and can quickly knock the cruise control off, you know, it's a flight plan that's working. And so this is one of those. It is cruise control. The government has pretty good control of its finances. I'll come back to the spending side of that in a moment. I've got some reservations there. But we're just steaming right ahead. And maybe in years to come, Michael Cullen will get much more credit for his fiscal conservatism than he gets at the moment. There are some clearly some great legacy things already, like the New Zealand Superannuation Fund. Having said that, coming down one more level, the argument over whether there really is money to spend or not is an interesting one, and I sort of feel essentially unwinnable one way or another. I mean, you can have a point of view, and whether he does have more money to spend than he admits to is fairly debatable. I think there is a bit more money there, and I'd like to see a bit more spent. When we then come down to where that money's been spent, it was good to see across the sectors that you're most concerned about some useful increases. Let me just, I'm only going to focus on health in particular, but if you want me to come back to other ones, I will. There was a $750 million increase for this coming year in health spending, but he made it very clear. It's clear in the budget documents, it's clear in his comments before the budget in the lock-up, that he's actually trying to taper back those increases. And I'm still rather surprised by that, because demographics of an ageing population, people's rising demands, the cost of technology, etc., all rising in the health sector. I think that's going to be a phenomenally hard thing to do. I think there's a lot more that could be done in the health sector in terms of dealing with things, sorry, I'm going to use a very easy term, in a more innovative way. This is a piece of work I'm actually doing in Waitemata District Health Board. I'm a bit of a sounding board there on innovation. And I'm just fascinated by, A, the complexity. It's taken about 6 months to work out what's going on. And I still don't know. But B, the huge frustration, and I think it's a reasonably run district health board, but still the huge frustration within for people with ideas trying to do things differently. And it's the budgetary mechanism which always seems to get in the way. If you come up with a good idea, it seems to involve four different bits of the budget, and nobody wants to give, and it's, it gets to be a nightmare. that will be the huge, huge issue going forward, is how to use that money better. And I don't mean in a cost-cutting way. I just mean in a more creative, more intelligent way. There is a small sign in that the money that was to help tackle obesity is hugely welcome and probably far too little. I'm looking at the overall chart here on my laptop from the 2005 social report, which I love reading the social report every year. And you know how it's structured, that I think there's about 42 measures. And they've got the measures from 95, 97, and then out to 2002, 2004. And of all those measures, only one went seriously negative over that period, and that was obesity, which we all know about. And it's if you look at all the long-term forecasts behind that, they're truly alarming. About 2 months ago, there was a long-term healthcare forecast out of the OECD, which showed our costs for long-term care of chronic illnesses rising fivefold as a percentage of GDP over the next 20 years, and you can trace that all the way back to the likes of obesity. And I would just love to see far more happening around that preventative area. So, for example, in Waitemata, one of the things I've been involved in is a health expo. We just had the second one 6 weeks ago, which is a two-day event to just try and bring lots of people in the community into the Waitakere Trust Stadium to do health checks or hear about healthier things or to do some sort of activity outdoors or indoors. And then alongside it, there's a clinicians program to get some good discussion with the professionals around that. So I would love to have seen much more in the budget aimed at the health portion of the budget aimed at those preventative issues. Let me just step back one more, go back to a higher level. If I have a huge reservation, though, overall about the budget. Yes, we have done very well economically. This is, by my measures, Dr. Cullen isn't quite right. He claims this is the longest period of growth in 30 years. That's not what a chart in the latest monetary policy statement showed. We've got about another year to go towards that, which would take us comparable to the period about 68 to 75. Anyway, it's been a great period of growth, but a lot of that growth, perhaps about 85% of that growth, has been driven by consumption, not investment. And a large portion of that consumption has been driven by debt. And so we're now the second most indebted households in the OECD. The Australians are the most indebted, and I love telling them that. And they say, oh, no worries. It just feels as though we're living on some borrowed time. Economic reforms, as painful as they were, did have some effect in making our old business model effective and efficient again for another couple of decades, and that's kept us going. But we haven't fundamentally changed the way we earn our living out there in the world, and we're starting to hit the buffers again. And whilst the government talks a lot about economic transformation, and yes, there is all sorts of useful stuff in the budget, useful to that small proportion of companies that take that sort of stuff seriously and therefore invest in themselves and their technology and their people. That's not the normal New Zealand business. And quite how behaviour change comes to those companies, I have no idea. And I know the government doesn't have any idea. One of the great benefits of coming to my first lockup was the chance through the course of the day to talk to a number of ministers in this that are working on this area of economic transformation. And I couldn't detect any new ideas there. They are, you know, Trevor Mallard is rearranging money within trade and enterprise. He's not, you know, coming up with a brilliant new idea. So, yes, we've done well. All the stats show it on the social report. That's a terrific increase from 95, 97 out to 2002, 2004. The budget takes us further down that road, but doesn't fundamentally, perhaps at best marginally, helps us earn a better living out there in the world, which at the end of the day is the determinant about our well-being here in the country and how these social report stats track over the next 10 or 20 years.
You can't go into level three, they're all locked up. And yesterday there was a fire alarm across in one of